From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Milwaukee's mayor has been released from the hospital one day after he was attacked outside the Wisconsin State Fair. Police say that Mayor Tom Barrett witnessed a domestic quarrel. He tried to call 911, and a man involved in the quarrel then attacked him with a metal pipe. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has the story.
On Saturday night, Mayor Tom Barrett had just left the Wisconsin State Fair with family members and was returning to his car parked on a nearby residential street. Police say Barrett's family came across an inebriated man arguing with his child's grandmother about seeing the infant. When Mayor Barrett pulled out his cell phone to call 911, the man allegedly attacked Barrett, injuring Barrett's head and torso. The mayor's office says Barrett fractured his hand when punching the man. The mayor's brother, John Barrett, says the mayor did the right thing in attempting to intervene in the dispute.
Tom's efforts protected the woman and the child. His efforts also protected members of our family as well. We're extremely proud of Tom's selflessness and his courage.
Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn was also quick to praise the mayor's action.
And he not only risked serious injury, but in fact endured serious injury in order to defend somebody who was weaker than their assailant. Again, our thoughts go out to him.
Milwaukee police have arrested 20-year-old Anthony Peters, though he has not yet been charged with a crime. Domestic violence experts appreciate that Mayor Barrett tried to intervene, but say his action raises the issue of when and how to get involved in a domestic quarrel that's taking place in public. Carmen Petrie is with Sojourner Family Peace Center in Milwaukee. She says in domestic disputes, a bystander calling 911 can escalate the situation. But Petrie refuses to criticize Barrett for not making the emergency call from a safe distance.
I can't say what would fit every situation. I think in some instances that could be the course of action to take. I think what happens in the heat of the moment, though, is we need to respond, and most often we respond quickly.
Others question why the mayor didn't have his security patrol with him, but Barrett's office says he often goes without a security detail during family events. The attack on Mayor Barrett comes during what might otherwise be a golden political opportunity for the former congressman. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle today announced he won't run for re-election. Tom Barrett lost to Doyle in a Democratic primary 7 years ago and is thought to still be interested in the governor's race, though it's still too soon to tell if the attack will have any political implications. The 55-year-old mayor has just been released from the hospital and will go ahead with earlier plans to take the rest of the week off. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.